This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 9 teenagers were arrested last night in connection with the mob beatdown of 3 Marines on a Southern California beach in San Clemente over the weekend. The Orange County Sheriff's Department announced 4 males and 1 female were charged with assault with a deadly weapon and were admitted to juvenile hall. Another 4 minors were reportedly charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. House leaders are confident that the chamber today will approve the debt ceiling bill between President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy when they vote on the measure later today after the House Rules Committee greenlit it last night.
The move clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. The rule was adopted by a 7-6 vote with Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joining all Democrats in opposition. The debt limit bill will now advance to the floor for debate with a vote sometime today. The 99-page measure would raise the nation's spending limit for the next 2 years to avoid a federal debt default. I'm Skip Kelly.
Plumes of smoke from wildfires burning in southeastern Canada's Nova Scotia province are drifting across the northeastern USA and prompting air quality alerts in several cities through today. Fires have been burning in Canada for weeks. North Korea has said an accident happened as it planned to send up its first space satellite, causing it to crash into the sea. Pyongyang announced earlier it planned to launch a satellite to monitor U.S. military activities. It now says it will attempt a second launch as soon as possible. The launch sparked a false alarm today in the South Korean capital of Seoul, while in Japan a warning was issued to residents on Okinawa in the south. Several thousand cheering and flag-waving Jordanians packed a sports stadium for a free concert in the capital of Amman as part of celebrations leading up to the kingdom's first major royal wedding in years. 28-year-old Crown Prince Hussein is to marry Saudi architect Rajwa Alsaf tomorrow. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The planned demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed is being put on hold.
The decision comes as 5 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse on Sunday. That came after officials previously said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said 2 of the 5 unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. A ninth survivor was found on the 4th floor of the building in Davenport. Board on Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
The debt ceiling bill passes to make it to the House floor for a vote today.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 in favor of advancing the bill Tuesday. Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joined all Democrats on the committee who voted against it. The 99-page debt limit deal caps federal spending for 2 years and tightens work requirements for welfare beneficiaries. It also raises the debt ceiling until January 2025. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Malaysia has detained a Chinese-registered vessel suspected of looting 2 British World War II shipwrecks. The bulk carrier was seized on Sunday for anchoring illegally in the site of the South China Sea. Ammunition believed to be from the HMS Prince of Wales and HMS Repulse, which were sunk by Japanese forces more than 80 years ago, was found on board. The UK Ministry of Defense had earlier condemned the alleged raid as a desecration of maritime war graves. Lance Pry, USA News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, a lot has been discussed, it seems, about this commencement speech that came down a couple of weeks ago at CUNY. It's been said CUNY law, where radicals go to spit on the profession they study. Ironic, isn't it? But at the same time, I think, you know, something to take note of and realize that there's danger lurking here. Even a veteran CUNY law professor has blamed the blatant call for American insurrection in this year's graduate commencement speech on the school being run by a bunch of far-left Marxist lunatics. This is Professor Jeffrey Lacks, a full-time professor for 20 years. And he said that Fatima Musa Muhammad's anti-Israel call for revolution was the most disturbing commencement speech I've ever heard in my entire life. But the problem, he says, not her. He insisted it's the radical, the radical Queens grad who called the NYPD fascist and accused Israel of indiscriminatorily murdering Palestinians. Students, he says, are allowed to be idiots. You're supposed to be an idiot when you're a student. He said the problem is that you have the faculty condoning, okaying, and pushing this forward, he said to the staff who applauded from the stage. Scott Powell joins us now. Scott, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. Did that speech disturb you as much as it did me?
Oh, absolutely it did.
Yeah. I mean, here we are and having this conversation on the other side of a moment when we are to take a national pause and remember those who fought to the death and, gave up their lives for the freedoms that we enjoy, the freedom that allows a lunatic to be a lunatic.
Well, these lunatics are so divorced from reality that they don't even understand the conditions, the arrangements of our country and our Constitution that allow them to be lunatics. I mean, we have a system that maximizes the freedom for the individual, but of course, freedom only exists with responsibilities. If you divorce freedom from responsibility, you have chaos, and that's basically what's happened to our country now.
Yeah, I would say
many of the elites they do not appreciate the Constitution and the foundation that gives them the opportunity to do what they do.
They're divorced from morality.
Well, absolutely,
right?
Yes.
I mean, they're morally bankrupt. And this is the dangerous thing, because when you're talking about the Constitution, I mean, here they are, as attorneys, they should know the Constitution. I mean, you would think that you would come away from, a true study of the Constitution, that you would have a more sincere commitment, because you can't help but realize that this is how America stands, is on its moral infrastructure.
That's right. Well, they have a spiritual blindness. Mm-hmm. You know, we could do several shows just talking about that, you know, what the source of it is. But it's a really wicked thing that prevents them. It almost short circuits their rational mind from being able to think through things and see both sides and recognize that diversity is, is built into creation, that mm-hmm. everyone is different, everybody, so there's no, to have a system that doesn't allow individual freedom to flourish, it really goes against the way we were created.
Well, because freedom comes from God, Scott.
That's
See,
right.
This is the thing that people must apprehend, is that it doesn't come from anything on this earthly plane.
That's right.
It comes from God, and God has made it quite clear. And, as you were alluding to, is that the beginning of wisdom, of all wisdom, is fear of God. And that fear of God, you got to understand it. I mean, some people, I'm supposed to fear God. No, it's much more complete and, in a sense, complex for our feeble minds when we talk about the fear of God and what that represents. And the fear of God is a righteous fear and respectful fear, in a sense that we appreciate the infrastructure for good has been established. God has designed an infrastructure that if we follow the rules, like the law of gravity, it will go well for us. We violate the law of gravity, it hurts.
That's right. And then there's the eternal perspective. And just think, if people recognize that, they're on this earth for a period of time, and then when their physical body has reached its end, they're released to an eternal spiritual life. If people understand that and recognize that, they want to be in a good place for that eternal life.
Yeah, you would think.
So a fear of God is a real moderating influence on behavior in this world. So even if you're a criminal, or even if you're tempted to break the law, you never. And you could get away with it without being caught, would there be no earthly penalty for what you did? The fact is that you don't get away with it, because mm-hmm. God, God sees everything that we do. Mm-hmm. And if people had that fear of God, it would be a great influence, a really civilizing influence.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians have always understood that. That's why the great traditions of Christianity that's really started after Christ, but certainly we saw it flourishing, in the Middle Ages with chivalry and civilizing behavior. Remember, Christianity brought the barbarians of Europe into civilization.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So we now have barbarians within the gates here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that we have the same gifts and determination and patience and grace and discipline to rein in the barbarians, because they're going to destroy our they're already destroying our culture.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take down our political system as well.
Well, without God, we don't have America.
That's right.
I mean, God blessed America. And
absolutely right.
Nothing's
more important than that statement, Bill.
Amen. Amen. No, it's again, some people might say, well, that might be a little trite to say, but no, it's true. And sometimes, pithy things like what are significant. You may think it's pithy, but it's so significant that we need to be reminded of this, because we forget. That is our nature, that we forget these things. But that's why you and I have been calling, we put the call out there for the American people, for all of us to return to first principles. You get to first principles, then you begin to understand, you know, kind of like what this college needs to do with all these, you know, future lawyers of America. They need to go to first principles and understand what it's all about. Going to break, I have more from Scott after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Scott Powell continues with us. Scott, you know, I was speaking with a brigadier general yesterday, quite interesting, and something that I had noticed about Memorial Day, going into Memorial Day, was a reminder that in 2000, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act, whereby on each Memorial Day at 3 p.m., citizens should pause for a moment of prayer. It says Congress finds that it is essential to remember and renew the legacy of Memorial Day to pay tribute to individuals who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to the United States. Interestingly, and I said to the audience when I brought it to their attention on Memorial Day, I said, I didn't know. I had no idea that this Remembrance Act had been passed. And then I spoke with this Brigadier General and asked him, he goes, wow, he goes, I'm embarrassed. I didn't know about this either. Do you recall this?
No, I don't. And I'll give you another example of something that most people don't remember. But we have all the national federal holidays. There are 11 of them. But there are also some observance holidays like Constitution Day, which is celebrated and acknowledged on September 17th, the day that all members of the Constitutional Convention signed the Constitution. it wasn't yet ratified, but it had been signed. That was Constitution Day. And as a national observance holiday, the idea was that all public schools would suspend their curriculum for that day and only focus on understanding, reading, understanding lessons on the Constitution. That every grade would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get exposed to it if you're in school for,
12 years, whatever, right?
You know, well, however many years it is, 10 years or so, you would be reminded once a year, every year, about this amazing document, the Constitution. What if we'd been doing that all these years? We would
exactly.
be in a totally different place than we are right now.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, because we stress that in holidays, just like Memorial Day, it's a reason to bring out the Constitution. You're sitting around, you're having hot dogs with your buddies in your backyard. Well, Dale, why not take a moment, read the Constitution? And we did this before, and then I heard how Charles Krautheimer, what he did. In fact, it was Juan Williams who had mentioned his experience. It was the 4th of July weekend and celebration, and they were over at the Krautheimer's house and some friends, about a dozen, and said that Charles cracked out the Constitution, had everybody read a paragraph, went around the whole deal, and he said, what kind of an invigorating moment, an encouraging moment in reading the Constitution. And and I think that people who have followed that example, and, again, we keep reminding people, and we're going to add, this National Moment of Remembrance Act and reminding people, as we did this Memorial Day at 3 o'clock, you pause for a moment. And what we said was, because prior to that, we had interviewed Jeff Gottesfeld, who wrote an excellent book, 21 Steps, about the unknown soldier buried at Arlington. And the ceremony, it is unbelievable. It's so touching. I mean, I dare you to read that book and not have tears rolling down your face.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so touching. So what I suggested in this moment of Remembrance Act, that in the spirit of 21, an honored number, especially when it comes to the military and all that it represents, is that we pause for 21 seconds.
Yeah.
In this
very biblical number.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So anyway, so interesting that and more and more people that I've asked about this, same thing. I didn't know. And I got to tell you, it for me, as hallow a day as Memorial Day represents for me, being former military, coming from a military family and all, Scott, it's the audience knows I have a hard time because this general salutation on Memorial Day is people will say Happy Memorial Day. And I just think that rings hollow. And I mean hollow not like holy, but hollow like empty. Because it's not, for those families whose members have given up and paid the ultimate price for our freedoms, I just can't get my brain around an idea that it should be a happy day.
Yeah.
A hallowed day, perhaps.
A hallowed day, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, a related holiday, of course, is Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote in my article about how the memorials came into being. It was a long process starting with the Civil War, but it wasn't really formalized as a holiday until the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was formalized with the what was known in 1968 as the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which was enacted to create a three-day holiday weekend for federal employees and establishing the date of annual celebration for Memorial Day as the last Monday in May. Before that, it had always been celebrated on the 30th of May. But the last Monday of May means it's a floating holiday. And they did the same thing with Washington and Lincoln's birthday, where they were consolidated into one holiday celebrated, on Monday. I think it's the third Monday in February. And then years later, of course, the same thing was done to Martin Luther King Day. Now, they tried to do it with Veterans Day. And you know what happened when they tried to push Veterans Day into the Monday, into the floating holiday on a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
The veterans, they arose in objection because the Veterans Day was also a very hallowed holiday.
Yes.
Because it was established on the day of armistice, which was the 11th month, at the 11th hour.
Yes.
That was when armistice was declared from World War I. And so Armistice Day became a Veterans Day, and the veterans wouldn't hear of changing that holiday from November 11th.
Good for them. Yes.
And so they objected to Congress. Big hue and cry. So Congress left Veterans Day to be honored on November 11th, whenever that day falls.
Yeah, this is amazing how we accommodate this idea of a three-day holiday weekend for federal employees. I mean, with all the dates they get off already, it's just like in the process of doing that, you really nullify or certainly tamp down the significance of the day that you want to honor. Do you not?
You can see how it's it'd be one thing if it was used by families to have a mini vacation where they, could reflect on the significance of the holiday, that they were given this gift of being together for 3 days, and part of, at the end of it was the particular holiday that fell on the Monday. But what we've seen happen more is that the retail establishments in America have used that three-day weekend. Almost all of them are coming by big sales. And so a lot of people, if you talk to people who don't know much about American history, like immigrants and so forth, they oftentimes relate the holiday to a sale. The meaning of the holiday is that we have these sales.
Right, exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
Holiday sales. And I got to tell you, having been in marketing most of my life, I'm guilty of doing that. I took advantage of these, 3-day weekends because, people had the time off. And when they had the time off, they could go into these retail establishments and spend their money.
Right.
So I guess maybe that's why I'm a little bit like the reformed alcoholic, On the other side is like, we're missing something here, based on my own personal experience. So I appreciate you bringing that up because, again, Memorial Day, as I've said, is a hallowed day in my humble opinion.
Oh, it is. And we didn't talk that much about it, so maybe on our next show we can do that because there's so much depth to it that just transcends the day itself. That it's for all time, and Memorial Day is a really amazing holiday with amazing roots that is so applicable today because it's really it started with forgiveness.
Well, thank you, Scott Powell.
Here's
Appreciate
a message
it.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it one of the largest spending cuts in American history. Critics say it doesn't cut spending enough or it cuts the wrong programs. New information from last night, the House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the debt ceiling bill to the floor. That means the bill will come to the floor today for debate and a final passage vote before it goes to the Senate if approved. Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck on CNN.
Republicans are saying that, you know, there's a few billion here and a few billion there that we are saving. Only people in Washington, D.C. believe that you can save a few billion dollars and spend and go into debt $4 trillion more. People are furious. This is a bill that I think is going to be on the level of Obamacare.
Game one of the NBA Finals between Miami and Denver is tomorrow night. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Attack on normalcy continues from the left. Amazing. You know, yesterday I was kind of shocked. All of a sudden I saw this video of a man with a mustache outside of Disneyland welcoming kids, particularly girls, to buy dresses in one of the shops there at Disneyland. It was like, what is going on here? And boy, I'll tell you, it kind of lit up and, you know, spread around, and people were talking about it, quite animatedly, if I might say. This is amazing, but it's been endless in light of, you know, you see things like this, what's going on with Disney, what's going on with, iconic brands that we've shopped at, like Target. It is amazing, you know, when you think about, what happened, and Target's kind of been going down this road for a while. Whether it's been their support of, abortions on demand, on and on. I mean, they have been moving against the general consensus, I believe, of the majority of the culture. Since 2016, Target has had an inclusive bathroom policy. That means men who pretend to be women can go into the bathroom your wife and daughter might be using. Do you know that? That has been going on at Target since 2016. The Target employees have name tags that can display the pronouns they insist you must use when addressing them. Think about that. And customers who've gone to Target recently have found LGBTQ books aimed at children. And as you go walking through the door, it hits you right in the face. And, of course, their response was, oh, okay, well, then they moved it back about 20 feet. Michael Bussler, Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now. Michael, of course, is the public policy analyst and economics professor. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, I appreciate you here. So what is going on, Michael, with these woke companies? I mean, you go woke, you go broke, but we're adding up a lot of zeros here. I mean, billions are going to be leaning into trillions of dollars of lost revenue from these companies that in many cases are publicly held entities. And this is an irresponsibility on their part
when they are taking the people's money and putting their investment at risk, you know, for matters that, you know, should not matter when it comes to running a business. Because, you know, you run a business to survive and to make money and to produce for your stockholder, not to, you know, push public policy.
That's exactly right, Bill. Look, the purpose of these corporations is to earn a profit. I think that's the only function they have, is to earn a profit. Now, others will disagree with that, saying they have some social responsibility, et cetera. But at least if it's not their only function, it's, at least it's their primary function. In order to make a profit, you have to give the consumers exactly what they want at exactly the price they're willing to pay for it. That's what I preach in my classes. That's how you earn the best profits in dealing with the consumer market. If you start doing things that consumers don't want, but you think is somehow the right thing to do, it will affect your profit because you're not giving consumers what they want. And as a result of that, they're not going to buy there. And as a result of that, the company is going to lose profit, and it could have very serious impacts. I think Target lost, I forget what the number was, but billions of dollars in value since they started to.
I think it was like $9-10 billion now. I think it's
over 10. Up to 12.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
Not even 12,
yeah.
12 this morning.
Yeah, that's right. 12.7 billion is what they've realized so far.
The value was
right
as a result of trying to do something that their customers don't want. And what is going to come out of this, and Budweiser found out about this, and now Target's going through it, and other companies, if you try to bring on consumers that they don't want, it will turn out in terms of lower profits for you. As the management of a corporation, you have a responsibility to maximize the shareholders' profit, eventually maximize your stock price and the shareholders' wealth. If you're doing anything other than that, you're not doing what your job is supposed to be. So what happened with Target, stockholders said, wait a minute, they're not doing things that will maximize profit and give a good return to the shareholders. So people said, I'm going to dump this stock.
Yes.
And with all the people dumping the stock, that's why the price went down. Now, the only way for them to fix it and for Disney to fix it and some of these other corporations is to stop trying to influence social, what you view as social inequities.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to make a profit by giving consumers what they want. If you have a conscience, then once the stockholders earn the profit, they can take the money and donate it to whatever cause they
exactly
want and support whatever cause. But that's not the business's function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is they've abandoned their reason to exist. They violated a key component with their unspoken but implied contract with the citizenry, have they not?
They're public.
Yeah.
Exactly. And again, what they're supposed to do, give people what they want. People don't want to see all this woke stuff. Somebody with a young child doesn't want to go in and going to buy her daughter a bathing suit and see that there's these tuck-friendly bathing suits for
right
people that are men who think they're women. Well, it's bad enough, many people feel, with adults. It's simply outrageous to expose very young children to this. And if Target keeps doing this, they're going to continue to lose profit and continue to lose value. Look, the marketing person at Budweiser, who wanted to put this in, they eventually pushed her out and brought somebody else in who understands the beer market and who the customers, the consumers of Budweiser beer are and what those people want.
Well, and the damage that has been done in such a short period of time, I mean, to the point that, you know, Budweiser's buying beer back. I mean, you see these videos of, you know, all the other beer brands are, you know, coming off the shelf, and there's plenty of Bud there on the shelf here. So, and guess what? We just had Memorial Weekend, and that's a time where you've got consumption of beer on the increase, and so they lost that opportunity and that uptick. I mean, at every turn, this has hit them, and this is what's happening: is that the majority, that silent majority of Americans, is saying enough of this stuff, enough of this woke stuff, because what corporate America is doing, Michael, is in a sense they're affecting a social credit score on these businesses. And that social credit score will transfer eventually to we the people. That is the goal. They look and see what's happening in China and how China has exercised that element within their governance. And you get people like Justin Trudeau, you get Joe Biden and others that envy their ability to be able to do that. I mean, well, wait a minute. That's a violation of time-honored freedoms that we enjoy here in America. But if they're doing this to corporate America, I mean, this is going to be coming soon to everyday households across this country. This is scary.
Yeah, so it's got to stop immediately. You know, Bill, you said something in the beginning, how quickly things changed for Budweiser. Look, it took them years, maybe decades, to build up the reputation that Budweiser has and their Clydesdales and their appeal to sports fans. And they were doing extremely well with it. I believe they were the number one selling light beer. And then in a matter of a week or two, they just shattered all of that. And now they're trying to bring that brand equity that they built up back. It's going to take years to bring that back. They may never recover from this. Meanwhile, the other beers certainly see a huge opportunity here. They're going to continue to do what they've been doing, and they're going to take Budweiser's market share. It's going to be very difficult for them to get that back.
Yeah, when you think about it, in order to create a brand nationally, you're talking about a 3 to 5 year investment at the beginning. In this case, you've got decades of brand identification that was negated in the matter of weeks, Michael Bussler. You're exactly right. How painful. But it's like my old mentor used to say, sometimes you're just thankful for your competitors. So the other beer brand's going, oh, Bud been very, very good to us. We're happy for Bud. Got to go to break. More for Michael Bussler.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Michael Bustler continues with us, the public policy analyst, economics professor, and just to put a bow around all this wokeism that is taking place, and it is at the expense in these companies. But, you know, Michael, as you and I were talking about, you can't help but feel for the downline employee of Bud. You know, everyday American citizens like you and me that just are working hard to earn a living, provide for their families, and their knuckleheaded leadership goes woke and puts their job on the line, and there's, you know, like already there's layoffs, massive layoffs happening in corporate America, and what seems to be the common denominator. I mean, yes, business is tough, but, you know, in this tough environment, you're going to just put fuel to the fire and go woke?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't make any sense. Business is tough. Things are very competitive. The economy's slowing down, which means business is even going to get more tougher to go forward, and yet you start giving something that the majority of the people don't want, and more importantly, the consumers of your product don't want.
Mm.
And that's what you have to be aware of, what the consumers of your product do want.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the economy, Michael, analysts now about 99%, according to one report that I was reading yesterday, agree that America is heading for a recession. It's inevitable. What do you say?
Yeah, so as I've been saying, I think on your show for the last year or so, I expect a recession to start in the third quarter. The second quarter data, I think, will be weaker than the first quarter, which was fairly weak. And then I think we're going to go into recession in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. Now, fortunately, well, a couple of things. On the good side, it will help to take excess demand out of the economy and bring the inflation rate down. I think the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates again when they meet June 12th or 14th. I think they're going to raise rates at least another quarter point. And also, as I've said all along, I think the federal funds rate is going to have to reach 6% until we can finally get rid of this inflation problem. Unfortunately, that's going to tend to make the recession a little more severe. On the good side, what will tend to make the recession a little less severe is that we're not going to see a huge increase in the unemployment rate that we typically see during recessions. And why is that? So right now, roughly, there are almost 10 million job openings and about 6 million unemployed people. So what's going to happen as the recession comes, and it started to happen in the last couple of months, you'll see the number of job openings go way down before you start to see the unemployment rate go up. Very simply, somebody has a business. He says, look, I need 10 people to operate efficiently. The last 2 years, I've been operating with 9 and have one job opening, and I just can't get it filled. So if the economy starts to slow down before they lay off any of the 9, they're just going to say, hey, I'm not going to look for that 10th worker anymore. So you see the number of job openings go down.
and the unemployment rate not go up as much as we typically see during recessions, that will tend to keep the recession fairly mild.
Michael, what about the illegal immigrants that have come in that have been, you know, given visas and work permits by the Biden administration? How will this impact the employment numbers?
So what's going to end up happening is if business starts to look for ways to cut costs, and they have some workers they've been paying $20 an hour to. Now these illegal immigrants come in and they say, hey, look, we're going to be willing to work for less than that. We'll be happy to work for $15 an hour. If that's the minimum wage, we'll be willing to work for that. So employers, again, they're in a recession. Your revenue has gone down. You have to get your costs down. One way to get it down is if you can replace some of your more expensive labor with less expensive labor, you're going to do that. So I think it's going to have a negative impact on wages, the average wages being paid going into the future. And I don't know how many immigrants there are here. We keep getting all kinds of numbers. It looks like it's in the millions.
Yeah.
So this is going to have an impact on the labor's wage rate.
Yeah, you're talking 4 to 6 million, roughly. I mean, depending on what numbers you want to look at. I mean, it always cracks me up that, you know, DHS, you know, throws out a number, and it's almost like, what are you putting your finger up in the air and coming up with some sort of estimate? You know, you start talking about the gotaways and these other numbers. Like, wait a minute, this is, you know, it gets confusing. It's head spinning, you know, to try to understand. But the fact of the matter is you've got, you know, for the most part, people quite haven't, you know, run into much of the problem in New York, certainly, you know, because they say, well, we're a sanctuary state. California has been putting up with this for a long time. But these local communities, Michael, they're the ones that are impacted, the ones that are working their tails off to provide, they're here legally providing for the families. This is where these immigrants go. I mean, they're not going to go, you know, to Martha's Vineyard, you know, to go work there. I mean, they're going to go in these communities, these Hispanic communities that, right, you know, are trying to do the best they can to survive and provide for their kids and education and all this stuff. So they're the ones that are going to be greatly impacted. Let me ask you this. What about this debt ceiling compromise and what we're doing and raising the debt ceiling? What kind of impact is that going to have?
A debt ceiling bill, which I do think will get passed in Congress by both houses and signed into law by the president. From a conservative standpoint, this debt bill doesn't do nearly enough. It's going to not reduce spending enough. It's going to increase the deficit at least $2 million. It's essentially a two-year deal.
$2 trillion.
$2 trillion over the next 2 years. So a lot of conservatives are not going to vote for this. On the other side, a lot of liberals are saying, hey, you're not spending enough money. You've agreed to cap spending for social programs. That's not acceptable to us. We're not going to vote for it. I think who's going to vote for it are the moderates that lean right and the moderates that lean left. The moderates that lean right are going to say, you know what, this happened to Ronald Reagan two or three times, and he always kept saying, a half a loaf of bread is better than none.
Exactly.
And that's how we have to look at this. Newt Gingrich said the other day, this is not the end. This is the first step. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans control only one house of Congress. They don't control the Senate. They don't have the presidency. It's very difficult to push things through. But if we take this first step and we see some positive results, that should help in the 2024 election. And if we can get a Republican president and a Republican Senate and a Republican House, and they stick to their guns that we're going to reduce this deficit and reduce spending, then we can take more action and get more things passed. I would vote for this, even though it's not perfect. It doesn't cut enough. There's too many IRS agents. There's problems with it. But I think it's a good first step in the direction toward more fiscal sanity. So I would support it.
Well, it is, with a lot of nervousness that people, because there's a lot of ifs here that you mentioned, Michael, and you know, the when it comes to conservatism and the Republican Party, we've been more disappointed than not. You know, they always talk about the end game, and somehow they forget about it. You know, they don't keep their eye on the ball. And right now with this administration, there's so much to be distracted, whether we're talking about the Biden family business and the corruption that's going on. We've got now a Congress holding, it looks like they're going to hold Christopher Wray in contempt, you know, for not producing documents that that have been ordered, you know, from the FBI. So there's a lot of crazy stuff that distracts us, and it's stuff that's being exposed, you know, from the deep state, which I think most people understand that that's the source of a lot of the problems that we're experiencing here in America today, particularly when it comes to our government.
Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, the real reason why we can't get government spending down, and I think this bill does about the best you can expect to get through under these conditions, but eventually we're going to have to look at really reducing government spending. Now, why is it so hard to do that? The reason is 60% of government spending goes to entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera. Politically, you mention one word about cutting that and you're finished.
Yeah.
About, so that's 60%. 10% almost goes to pay the interest on the public debt. So you have to pay that.
Right.
Well, that's 70% almost of the budget. It's very difficult to touch. That leaves 30%. So roughly half of that is for defense spending. And with the war, the world and the way things are, people don't want to cut defense spending. So now that only leaves 15% of the budget on the social side to try to get cut, and it's very difficult to get the kind of numbers that you want out of such a small amount that's left over. The real long-term solution to this is we're going to have to take a look at Social Security and Medicare spending. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at any solution to try to reduce that, there is no good answer to this. Every answer is bad. There's no good answer. So if there's no good answer, the next best thing to do is to find the answer that's the least bad.
Right.
I think what that'll be is they're going to have to raise the age up to probably about 70.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little bit more for both Social Security and Medicare. That'll keep people working longer, and people won't start collecting till a little later. Now, people say, well, that's not right. I'm going to work my whole life. But when Social Security was put in 1935, you retired at 65. The average life expectancy was 67. So you only collected for a couple of years. Today, when you retire, the Social Security will tell you plan to live 20 years.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there to be continued. Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you, sir. Take care.
Always my pleasure.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?